Let me go to Ethan, who is in Connecticut. Hi, Ethan. What's going on? Hi.
Yeah, hey, Joe, you're very entertaining, and you can sing Motown bass lines all day, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
I appreciate your sax chops. I'm a professional musician engineer, recording engineer.
Oh, nice.
But I have two complaints.
Yeah.
One is so much name-calling. Geez, you know, I mean, that's not cool. But I want to talk about the $750 threshold.
Sure.
You complain about this and you complain about that, but you never tell us their argument so we can know both sides. That's kind of journalism 101, is to show both sides so we can form an opinion.
Well, a couple of things. We always use a source that Kerry can say, this is from CNN, this is from Fox, this is from fill in the blank for MSNBC. So we give the story, and then I give you my opinion. So maybe you're missing the story part, but they want it to be a $750 threshold because they think it's mean to charge somebody with a crime and arrest them if they steal anything up to $749. I find that to be deplorable. Hold on. I listen to you.
Okay.
And I take your comments to heart. I really do. I think that's ridiculous. I've got a family. I've got five daughters. I've got people that I love that live in this community. And I don't want them to go to the CVS and have to watch somebody steal $750 worth of stuff and not have any recourse other than a ticket. So that's my opinion on it. But we always present the story. As far as the name calling, what's the name calling?
Well, you say woke idiots.
Yes.
You say far left wing nut jobs.
Yes, I think they are.
You said earlier today, climate conspiracy idiots.
Yeah, yes.
That's name calling.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure I understand. So somebody who is woke will not admit that they're woke. Those who I find to be ridiculously away from our value system and trying to pull us to the far left, I think they are idiots. I'm not name calling for effect. I think they're idiotic. And I'm allowed to think that. Now, you might be mad at me for saying it, and you can call me whatever name you want, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, what should I do? The woke people out there who I think are great, they want this, and I want that. I'm not a journalist on this show, my man. Ethan, I'm literally a guy who makes commentary on the news that I see happening, and hopefully people get a laugh sometimes or enjoy the Motown bass lines. But I'm going to call people what I think they are, because you should see what they say about me.
Right, well, but, you know, name-calling, when you resort to name-calling, you kind of already lost the argument.
Well, that's not true. No, that's not true, because I've already made the debate points that I wanted to. I've already made the arguments, and these people aren't changing and making it right for people like you and me. So I'm going to call them idiots because they aren't changing. It's almost like I should say, when Leah Thomas, who is really William Thomas, is a man and swims against women, I should be careful with not calling him a man. They would like me to stop doing that. So I think people who want me to stop doing that are woke idiots. Should I say, oh, they just have a difference of opinion than I do, Ethan? No, I'm not going to say that. I think they're idiots.
Okay, but you're not.
But thankfully, you're not. And I love you like a brother. I appreciate you calling. And I can take criticism. But one thing has to be very clear for anybody who's watching or listening. And I made this clear from the beginning. I'm not a journalist on this show. Now, I do journalism better than anybody you know. I'm just going to put it out there. I just do. Some would say, Carrie, that I've won awards in journalism.
You have said that many, many, many times. No need
but
to
along
rehash
with,
it, but yeah.
But along with how attractive a human you are, along with the great voice that you have, another reason why you're here is because you're the journalist.
Yes.
And I actually ask you, please give me that story. During the breaks, people probably know this, but we talk during the breaks. Carrie, I'd like to have this next. Hey, can you grab me a story on that? And she does. And then she gives me a news story that we can source. According to this source, CNN, MSNBC, mm-hmm. Fox News, ABC, whomever, they say this. And then Big Opinion Man comes in and says, well, here's how I feel about that.
Yeah,
I am
time.
Not the journalist in this show. This is not my role here. I'm a commentator. I'm an opinion maker. I'm an entertainer. I'm all of those things, and I'm proud to be that. But if you are holding me to a standard of journalism, you shouldn't. That's not what I'm doing here. But unlike other shows, I will ask Kerry to bring the journalistic aspect so you actually get where they're coming from, and then I'll tell you why they're idiots. Does that make sense, Kerry?
It does. Perfect sense, actually.
And again, I don't dislike somebody like Ethan calling in and saying, here's what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You can dislike it. That's cool. And hopefully my explanation makes sense. But the saying that when you resort to name calling means that you've lost the argument, that's true if that's all you're doing. If you say, Pags, you're a piece of garbage, right-wing nut job, lame-o, Trumpster, ultra-MAGA piece of insurrection garbage, you've lost because you didn't tell me anything specifically that you had a problem with. I will go down the list specifically of why I have an issue with drag shows for kids, why I have an issue with children using different pronouns in school but don't tell the parents, why I have an issue with Leah Thomas who's really William, racing against women. Why I have a problem with Biden's open border. Why I have a problem with the inflation the way that it is. I will give you specifics, and I will lay it out. Boom, 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 boom. And at the end of it, I might say, what a freaking woke idiot.